This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of political parties discuss the country's contemporary issues, including obstruction in the parliament. Main opposition party, Nepali Congress, demands the Prime Minister's response to Home Minister's recent remark in the parliament. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates Nepal's commitment to concluding transitional justice, adhering to national and international obligations. And top UN court, International Court of Justice, orders Israel to stop Rafah offensive. Now, the news in detail. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has demanded the Prime Minister's response to Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane's remarks in his recent address to the meeting of the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda called a meeting of the top leaders at his official residence in Balwatar last evening to discuss the ways of ending obstruction in the parliament. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak, however, said the main opposition party drew the Prime Minister's attention towards the Home Minister's remark and sought his response. The Nepali Congress also reiterated its demand for setting the terms of reference of the Parliamentary Probe Committee to be formed for the fair and impartial investigation of the misappropriation of various cooperatives' funds to address victims' problems. Leader Lekhak said although the political parties are about to reach an agreement on the term of reference, no conclusion has been reached yet. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for yesterday has been rescheduled for 26th of May. The meeting, called for 11 a.m., started around 1.5 hours later. Soon after the beginning of the meeting, the opposition parties, including the Nepali Congress, obstructed the session. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire postponed the meeting after the opposition parties continued the obstruction despite his call to facilitate it. Similarly, the meeting of the National Assembly scheduled for yesterday was also postponed. The meeting was put off after the lawmakers of the main opposition party protested, standing from their respective seats. The upper house will meet next at 11:30 a.m. on the 26th of May. Amnesty International Secretary General Dr. Agnes Callamard paid courtesy call to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at Balwatar, the Prime Minister and Amnesty International's Secretary General discussed matters related to Nepal's transitional justice and human rights. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal reiterated Nepal's commitment to protecting and promoting human rights, saying Nepal was always effortful to fulfill its national and international obligations to human rights. The head of the government added that under the under-discussion bill related to transitional justice in the parliament would be forwarded, taking national and international stakeholders into confidence. Likewise, Amnesty International Secretary General expected that Nepal would finalize the transitional justice-related bill and conclude the peace process at the earliest. Meanwhile, Amnesty International Secretary General Dr. Agnes Callamard called on Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba. According to Leader Deuba's secretariat, in the meeting held at Deuba residence in Pura Nilkantha yesterday, the two discussed the matters concerning transitional justice, press freedom and rights of the marginalized communities, among other contemporary issues. Similarly, the visiting Secretary-General of Amnesty International called on CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sarma Oli yesterday. According to UML Party Office Secretary Dr. Bhisma Adhikari, during the meeting held at UML headquarters, issues such as human rights, transitional justice and press freedom were featured. The General Secretary Dr. Callamard had inquired Chair Oli about Nepal's status of transitional justice, press freedom and social and general discrimination. President Ramchandra Paudil and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting yesterday at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas. According to the President's Secretariat, President Paudil expressed his concern about the disruptions in the parliamentary meetings. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal assured that the President that he was working to end the ongoing parliament deadlock soon. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged Nepal police personnel to fulfill their duty by carrying out their responsibilities in an efficient way. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Nepal Police Inspector Basic Training in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister Dahal expressed his confidence that the police force is capable and successful in fulfilling all kinds of challenges that they might encounter in their working area. Prime Minister Dahal on the occasion lauded the role of the Nepal police in maintaining law and order in society and protecting human rights, effectively controlling crime and conducting investigation. Similarly, addressing the convocation ceremony, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane said the activities against the public aspirations and organizational spirit of the police will not be accepted at any cost. Home Minister Lamichhane directed the police officials to follow the rule of law, supremacy of the constitution and the government's policy and program. Yesterday, the ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Hanan Khodir, paid a courtesy call to Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. According to the secretariat of the Vice President, during the meeting held at the office of the Vice President in Lainsor, they discussed the matters of bilateral relations, assistance to the agriculture and labor sector, as well as mutual interest. The Vice President lauded the support of Israel in Nepal's employment, agriculture and cooperative sectors, as well as scholarship in a variety of fields. On the occasion, the Israeli ambassador mentioned that the relationship between the two countries was cordial and strong for years, arguing that Nepal and Israel had similarities in different sectors. Ambassador Khodir shared that the Israeli government was making possible efforts for the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student who has been under Hamas captivity. A new sub-variant of the Omicron variant of coronavirus has been detected in Nepal. National Public Health Laboratory's Information Officer Krishna Prasad Jaishi said that the KP1, KP2, KP3 and KP4 sub-variants of Omicron were confirmed through a gene sequencing done on the samples collected from 42 persons infected by coronavirus. Information Officer Jaishi added that the gene sequencing was carried out by collecting samples from the infected persons from all 7 provinces last April and May. Meanwhile, a spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said the KP variant is not contagious. In the meantime, with the start of rainfall, cases of dengue have started to rise. 57 districts have now recorded dengue infection. Chief of the Vector Control Section at the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, shared that the risk of dengue disease has increased as people started collecting rainwater in pots and buckets where mosquitoes breed. High fever, headache, body pain and joint pain among the health issues are the symptoms of dengue. The ministry has urged people to sleep under a mosquito net, wear full sleep clothes, keep the house surroundings clean and protect themselves from mosquito bites. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The United Nations top court, the International Court of Justice, ICJ, has issued a dramatic ruling ordering Israel to immediately halt its military offensive in Gaza, in Rafah. It acted in support of a South African application last week, which sought several measures against Israel, accusing it of stepping up what it says is a genocide. Presiding Judge Nawaf Salam said the situation in Gaza had worsened since the court had last ordered Israel to take steps to improve it. Israel has vehemently denied the allegations and signaled it would ignore any order to halt its operation. Israel, however, rejected the court's ruling and said its military offensive in Gaza was in line with international law. Meanwhile, Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations Riyad Mansour hailed the ruling and called for Israel to abide by it. Israel began a long-anticipated offensive in Rafah about 3 weeks ago, vowing to destroy the remaining Hamas battalions there. It says it believes Israeli hostages are also being held in the town. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of local winds and low-pressure system formed in the vicinity of Uttar Pradesh, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhupashim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki and Lumbini province and hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 34.4 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Top leaders of political parties discuss the country's contemporary issues, including obstruction in the parliament. Main opposition Nepali Congress demands Prime Minister's response to the Home Minister's remark in the parliament. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates Nepal's commitment to concluding transitional justice, adhering to national and international obligations. And top UN court, International Court of Justice, orders Israel to stop Rafah offensive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.